WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Friday morning. And right now we have another guest joining us via phone. We have joining us Cheryl Bartlett. She is the president and CEO of the Greater New Bedford Community Health Center. And she's joining us to clear up some information that's been going around that we want to make sure we give you the accurate info on. Good morning, Cheryl. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. And first of all, let's just remind everybody, before we get into the information you want to clear up, what the Greater New Bedford Community Health Center does and the work that they do for the people of the area.
So we serve about 25% of the city's population. We provide primary care services for adults, for children.
You're cutting out on us just a little bit.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
This sounds a little better, yes.
Okay, great. So we provide primary care for adults and children. We serve about 25,000 individuals in the city of New Bedford. We have a dental clinic. We have mental health services. We have treatment for substance abuse and addiction conditions. And we have a same-day walk-in urgent care center.
So, I mean, and this is a variety of services that are utilized by a number of people on a daily basis and doing a lot of good work in the community.
Yes, absolutely. We see probably about 1,200 people a day easily and open 6 days a week.
So what I know I saw a post going around. I'm assuming this is the one that you were referring to. But what's been happening with some of this information that that needs to get cleared up?
Unfortunately, we saw on Facebook a post, I think, well-intentioned that we were closed or closing. And I think it was a group of people for social justice who were having a rally against some of the things that are happening coming out of Washington. And some of them are of concern to us. Freezing the budget or cutting the budget, about 80% of our funding does come from the federal government through either Medicaid or grants. But as of this point in time, we are fully funded and continuing to operate. We're watching closely to see what's going to happen in Washington, and we'll make some choices that keep us thriving and serving the community. We've been here for over 40 years. The intention is for us to stay right here.
And so, yeah, as you mentioned, you've got to keep an eye on what's going on, but there's been no indication, no word that there's going to be any interruption of services, that there will be any kind of closure. I would expect that if something like that was going to happen, you would have, you know, well in advance information to be able to share with people. And I don't see how it would even happen. I don't see how somebody could look at what you, the work that you do and say, we don't need this there.
Right. So there are 1,400... or 1,500 community health centers across the country, supported both by Democrats and Republicans. And so this would be a very big, devastating impact if this were to happen. So I do believe that there would be some resolution to any decision that made that would be saying, you know, put us in a closure situation. Now, could we end up with some budget cuts that we have to make some hard decisions? That could happen. Usually I've been in that position before in my career. But at this point, I guess what's looming is today. Today is the last day that the budget is funded federally for everything. So this could be a day that if they really want to make a point, they could let government shut down, so to speak. But there's conversations. Republicans have put forth a six-month continuing budget resolution. It would take us into September. The Democrats are looking for 1 month because they don't like some of the other language that was written. So it's a dance in Washington. Again, we're watching from afar but closely. But at this point, my fingers are crossed. The right thing will happen, and we'll be here serving the community as always.
And you know, I don't know how much you get into, because you've got so much going on a day-to-day basis. I don't know how much you really do get into some of the minutiae of what's going on, but do you have concerns not only from a budgetary standpoint, but from a, you know, taking a look at some of the proposals that have been made by RFK Jr. and Health and Human Services? Do you look at some of these ideas and think, you know, we've got to find ways to kind of work around some of these decisions that might get made? Or do you kind of just, you know, keep doing what you're doing and then worry about those things if they come about?
Well, I do both, because I keep my eye on everything that goes on every day. I scan the environment. I get a lot of news clips that keep me posted. RFK is definitely scary from a public health perspective, but he also claims that he's going to do some good things about food, or manufactured food is probably one of the unhealthiest things that we put into our bodies every day. So if he takes some things out of food that are bad for us, that'll be good. So I'm watching the good and the bad. But as you say, for the most part, I try to do the worrying and let the staff do the work every day. And I meet every week now with my counterparts. There's 35 federally qualified health centers in Massachusetts, and we are concerned. Some of the executive orders prevent diversity, equity, and inclusion. And as you know, New Bedford's a very diverse community, as are the people that work at the health center. And to think that I might have to change policies that are promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion won't stop our operation, but certainly are something that I don't want to do. Most likely, I probably shouldn't say it on the air, but what we're doing really isn't any kind of a reverse discrimination, which some of their policies are trying to get at. We really just reflect the people of our community and serve our people in that way. That's concerning. And then gender-affirming care is something that he will probably take funding away, or even remove all funding from organizations should they continue to do that. But all of these everyday legal challenges, so all of them are basically on hold, all these legal challenges play out. So I'm going to assume that people that support care for everybody, no matter what their background or gender identities are, will work these things out for us. But we're ready to pivot for whatever we need to do, because we're not going away, as I said in the beginning.
Is that something that happens at the Greater New Bedford Community Health Center? Is there gender-affirming care services?
There is, yes. We do have that. It's not a prominent service line that we have, but we definitely have patients that we serve in that capacity and are continuing to do that today.
Because it's really just about the public health and whatever the public is looking for in terms of their health.
Correct. That's what we're there for.
So, I guess then if there is not going to be any closure on the horizon here and services are going to continue on, how can people show support if they want to show support for the work that you do if there is no imminent threat?
Well, we do have expansion plans. So if there are people that really want to learn more about what we do and how they can support that, we are about to kick off a $5 million campaign. We bought the Rite Aid building actually almost a year ago now, in the spring, in bankruptcy. And our plan is to remodel that to be able to serve more patients. And so that's the first big project the New Bedford Health Center has ever undertaken. So I'm available for anybody that wants to go on a tour, see what we're doing. We're hoping to be able to serve about 3,000 more people with this expansion and be able to serve those people we have now. They're kind of scattered throughout the health center, not a well-designed facility. And we're going to try to make it a really much more efficient and effective service, bring the teams together and serve more people.
Excellent. Well, please keep us up to date with all of those plans as they go forward, and we'll keep updating the audience.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for joining us. You have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, that is Cheryl Bartlett, President and CEO of the Greater New Bedford Community Health Center. And again, that's just the important information we want to get out there, is that it's not shutting down. As she said, you know, that social media post was coming from the right place, which was, you know, a disavowing of some of the policies of the Trump administration. The person who posted it, who, you know, is a prominent figure in the community, journalist, comes from a journalism background, now an entrepreneur, that, you know, the idea was just that this is, you know, I think it was a generalized, they want to shut down places like this. And it was taken literally by a lot of people. So understandably, you know, the Greater New Bedford Community Health Center wants to make sure that they dispel that and let you know that they are open and are serving the community as they have been for many, many years and will be for many years to come. So let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Top of the morning to you, Tim.
And to you as well, my Irish
well,
friend.
Right after the Depression, this guy named Sean comes to America. He's looking for a job. And he sees in the paper somebody needed to sell toothbrushes. So he goes to the manager's office, and the manager says, look, this is a hire, but you got to sell 3 toothbrushes a day. So he leaves, comes back the next day, and says, I sold 1 toothbrush. He goes, no, you got to sell 3. I can't pay you unless you sell 3. So he leaves, comes back the next day, says, I sold 1 more toothbrush. He goes, no, you got to sell 3. He leaves, comes back 4 days later, busts through the manager's office, says, I sold 1,000 toothbrushes. And the manager looks at him, well, how did you do that? He says, well, here in New York, there's so many Irish people. I had this big party. I put up this long table. I put chips in the first pot. I put dip in the second pot. And the last bowl, I had full of toothbrushes, and I stood at the end. And sure enough, all my guests came through the line. They took the chip. They took the dip. They get to me, and they say, boy, that dip tastes like dog do. He goes, it is. Want to buy a toothbrush?
I like that. And I like that. I like that marketing strategy.
Anyway, God bless you and great for holiday weekend.
You as well. Talk to you soon. All right. And I also shouldn't forget either, as I'm talking about all the great things that are going to be going on this weekend. You know, of course, people are going to be out celebrating their St. Patrick's Day because really, who's going to go out on a Monday, right? Actually, a lot of people are still going to go out on Monday and they're still going to go out and celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and they're still going to go out and do all the same things they would if it was a Friday or a Saturday. But don't want people to forget that this Sunday is the New Bedford Half Marathon. Kicks off at 11 a.m. It is the 46th annual half marathon, and it's always a great time. I used to get to work on the back of the truck covering it for the Standard Times, and I had to... So the first time they wanted me to cover this race, I said, I don't know anything about road races. I'm the wrong person to have cover this. And they said, just go. And, you know, this was the argument I made every time they sent me out to cover something. Girls field hockey, soccer, hockey. Like, I'm like, I don't follow these sports. I don't really know anything about them. I'm not the person to go and cover them. And they said, just write what you see. And so when I first went to go cover the New Bedford Half Marathon, I said, well, I guess I'll write what I see, but I won't know what I'm seeing. You know, it's not like going to a field hockey game where they give you a roster and you know number 14 is this person and you can write this person did this. And they said, no, just sit on the back of the men's truck and listen to the guy that's doing the online broadcast. And for 3, 4, 5 years, I forget how many races I covered. That's what I did. I just sat there and let him say everybody's names. And then, I've got my smartphone so I can look it up to make sure I'm spelling it right. But I'm like, yes, you know, this person in the lead. This person coming up behind. And then, you know, I'd have to live tweet it and I'd be like, hey, can you tell me that person's name? And it worked out pretty well. But it was always fun getting to be on that truck and seeing the people who were in the lead in that race and watching the dedication that they put into it. And some of them, they made it look super easy to the point where I was like, you know, one of these days I'm going to try that race. And then I would go and drive it and realize like, no way could I do this. But thousands of people are going to come and do it, and it's going to be a fantastic day. And you can get out there and root along the runners and the walkers. Some people will spend the entire day walking the route, but you can get out there and cheer them on. It's going to be a decent day. I guess it's going to be cloudy, but close to 60. The runners probably prefer it like that. They like it better when it's not bright and sunny and the sun's beating down on them. I guess it all depends on how windy it is when they're coming around the peninsula. That's always a concern. But Should be a fun time. And you can follow along with the race online if you can't make it down there. And then it's a big party downtown following it. All right, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500, our Fun Friday. So I asked a couple of questions about Fun Friday. One was, you know, because I was remembering when we used to make that leprechaun in class for St. Patrick's Day with the oak tag paper and the bracketed arms and legs that would move. What was your favorite school holiday celebration? And then because it's Pi Day 3.14, what's your favorite pie? I've gotten a couple of votes online for apple. One said warm apple pie, but certainly apple is one of my top pies. I think it's Boston cream, apple, maybe Boston cream, pumpkin, apple. And then kind of the rest are all. I go back and forth between cherry, blueberry. I like mincemeat pie. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We do have a caller on hold. Hang on. We'll get to you as soon as we come back from a quick break, and we'll be back with more. All right, we are going to be taking a phone call here before we go into the news. But before I do that, I want to remind you that you want to start preparing for Bourbon Therapy. It's coming to Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven on March 29th from 2 to 4 p.m. And you're going to get the chance to try some really great bourbons from all across this great country and beyond. But also, they're having a special raffle as well. They have special reserve bottles. We're talking old Rip Van Winkle. We're talking Hancock's Reserve Single Barrel. George T. Stagg. Colonel E.H. Taylor. Blanton's. These are bottles that are hard to find. And they only get a few, so they're going to raffle off your chance to purchase them. And the tickets for the raffle are $20, and all proceeds will be donated to the Angelini family of Fairhaven, an employee of Stevie's who is going through a tough time health-wise, and this is the way that they're trying to help them out. The reserve bottles will sell between $199 and $499, so keep that in mind when you buy your raffle tickets for your chance to buy them. And the tickets are on sale now at Stevie's. They'll be on sale until the 29th, $20 per ticket. The winner will be announced at 3:45 p.m. at the tasting event. You do not need to be present to win, but bottles will be offered on a first name chosen basis. So, and they also have a tasting going on as well today. If you want to get over there and try something good, that's happening later on today. It is going on from 4 to 6 p.m. with wine, mixes, and more. And you can even try some Irish whiskeys over there, too, with the purple dot next to them, so you can try before you buy. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Let's take a call here before we go into the news. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Yes, good morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. What's on your mind?
Okay. I want to tell you just a few things here. That community health center, I know a couple of people that went there. They have a very good doctor there. That's one thing I know. The other thing is, about a month ago, I got sick. I went to that urgent care in Fairhaven.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wait, Tim, 4 hours before I saw the doctor. 4 hours. And a lot of people that were in the waiting room there, they were so sick with coughs and, oh, my God, there's so many people that were sick. The other thing I wanted to tell you was my favorite pie is lemon meringue.
Wow, yeah.
When I was young, growing up, my mother used to make lemon meringue. Oh, I love lemon meringue. And my favorite pie is meat pie with a lot of beef gravy. I like my food wet because, you know, I'm Portuguese English. I like my food very wet, and I love meat pie with beef gravy.
But I'm getting a lot of votes for French meat pie. People are voting for that.
That's so good. Tim, every year, people from New Bedford here go to Florida.
Yes.
To visit. Well, you know, that used to, you know, they used to have interviews with the people on the radio and all this kind of. You've done away with that? They don't do that no more?
No, because it's hard to bring the equipment down and set it all up and do that back and forth.
Yeah, because every year they've always interviewed, because, you know, we had a lot of famous people that lived here in New Bedford that retired and went to Florida. And I understand that Paul does your radio show.
Paul Santos was down there, yep.
Yeah, Paul Santos is down there right now. He'll be coming back. Yeah, he's a great guy to have on the radio every... Well, I miss the other fella, too, but they say he might be back next... not this week, next week.
Ken? Yeah, a couple...
Ken's had a lot of back trouble.
Yeah, couple weeks, he should be back, and then we've got some exciting plans for Paul after that, so...
Well, that's good. And, you know, Tim, you have back trouble. It's just very hard to function. I'm telling you, I know I've been through it myself more than once.
Yeah, and I can tell you this, you know, the way our studio is set up, all the controls are low, and Ken's a very tall guy. So even if he's going to stand up to try to, you know, take pressure off his back, it's going to make it hard for him to do the show. So yeah, I'm glad Paul was able to fill in for him, and we'll have an exciting announcement about that coming up.
And I every Sunday, because you know I don't drive anymore. I don't every Sunday. No, not every Sunday. Every other Sunday. But every Sunday, I listen to the... He has a show on TV, and after that is the Catholic Mass, which I don't go to church, but I pay attention to that Mass every week.
It still counts.
A few weeks ago, I was sick, Tim. I fell asleep during the Mass, and I woke up. It was after 12 o'clock. I said, what happened to me? Where's the Mass? It was unbelievable, but like I say, oh my God, I've had a tough year this year. Tough year. I had pneumonia in December, pneumonia came back again in January, pneumonia came back again in February. Three times I've had pneumonia this year. I have never had a year like that in my whole lifetime.
Well, I'm sorry you went through that.
But right now I'm feeling great. I hope I don't have no more. And I'm starting to go outside now with the dog and the fresh air, and I'm so happy that the weather's changing.
Well, I'm going to knock on for Micah for you. You have a great weekend.
And you too, Tim. So nice to talk with you.
Take it easy.
Yeah, you too.
All right. I got to go to the news here in a second, but before I do that, the person who won the tickets to see the comedy show at the Vault tomorrow night with Mike McCarthy and all those other great comedians, I sent Mike the information about the name that you wanted me to change it to, which was for a fantastic reason. I'm not going to get into it and share somebody's personal info, but a really heartfelt decision by the people that won to benefit some friends of theirs. And I messaged Mike and let him know, and he said, all four of you are welcome to come. So just go to the door and they'll have tickets for the four of you. And then you can experience the show with your friends together. All right, now it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Passengers evacuated following a plane fire in Denver. Weekly jobless claims are down a bit, and it's time to break out the green.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A watchdog group is raising concerns about whether the FAA's business with Elon Musk's Starlink violates conflict of interest laws, the Campaign Legal Center wrote in a letter to the Transportation Department's Inspector General that Musk, quote, blatantly and improperly influenced the FAA's work with Starlink. It's come under criticism recently after reports that the Trump administration was considering canceling Verizon's $2.4 billion contract in favor of Musk's satellite communications firm. Fewer Americans than expected filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department reports receiving 220,000 initial applications versus the forecast of 225,000. That's about 2,000 fewer than the week before. If you enjoy European spirits, you may want to stock up on some soon. President Trump intends to place a 200% tariff on all alcoholic products from the European Union. Michael Kastner reports.
Trump said it would be in response to a 50% tariff on whiskey implemented by the EU. The president said the union was created for, in his words, the sole purpose of taking advantage of the U.S. He added the tariff will be great for champagne and wine businesses across the country. I'm Michael Kastner.
Passengers on an American Airlines flight at Denver International Airport had to be evacuated following an aircraft fire. The fire was in an American Airlines plane that was sitting at a gate last night, producing visible smoke. Passengers were evacuated with slides deployed. No injuries reported. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York is headed to the White House this morning to meet with President Trump about New York's sanctuary city status. The meeting comes after the Justice Department hit several city hotel shelters with federal subpoenas seeking names, birth dates, and other information about immigrant asylum seekers. Hochul says,
"We will not be cooperating in terms of state police not assisting unless they have a warrant for someone's arrest or have proof that this person is a dangerous individual."
Chicago's famous Green River started with a simple idea by the head of the Plumbers Union. According to Jim Coyne, general chairman of the Chicago Parade,
Stephen M. Bailey had the idea. One of his plumbers came in to see him, and on his overalls there was this bright green stain.
And he had said that he was trying to discover a broken pipe. When the dye hit the water, it bubbled up green. Every year since 1962, the Chicago River has been dyed green on the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day. And even though we don't dye our water green, a parade might be on your to-do list this weekend. WBSM.com has a list of all the local parades happening nearby, including Newport, South Boston, and the tiny one in Little Compton.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins fell to the Ottawa Senators 6-3 last night. The Tampa Bay Lightning head to the Garden tomorrow at 7. The Patriots have parted way with 8-time team captain and 2-time Super Bowl champ David Andrews. He played 10 seasons with the Pats after signing as a rookie in 2015. Andrews only appeared in 4 games last year due to injuries. 4 finalists have come forward in the bidding process for the purchase of the Boston Celtics. On the list are current Celtics co-owner Steve Pagliuca and Phillies co-owner Stan Middleman. The others are the Friedkin Group and William Chisholm, who is the managing partner of the Symphony Technology Group. The sale of the Celtics is expected to be upwards of $6 billion. The Red Sox will be without a member of their starting rotation to start the regular season. Manager Alex Cora confirmed yesterday that right-hander Lucas Giolito will begin the year on the injured list with a hamstring injury. Boston begins the regular season on March 27th when they visit the Texas Rangers.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We wake up with temperatures right around freezing this morning. By the afternoon, we are quite mild along the South Coast. Low and mid 50s today. Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
It is Friday. It is time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Tim? How you doing, brother?
Doing all right. I'm sure you're busy over there slinging around some fish and getting the corned beefs ready and everything else that's going on.
Corned beef is a story today, brother. We're going to do corned beef Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday. 4 days of corned beef so you don't miss out.
So you got it not only for people to be able to buy and make it home, but you're making it too?
No, yeah, we're cooking it. We're not selling it. We're cooking it. Cooking it to make and sell, man.
There you go. So it couldn't be any easier. Why cook it? Why spend all day cooking when you can just get it from the butcher shop?
Exactly. Dude, even if you're just cooking for like one or two people, you know what I'm saying? It's not worth it. You're going to make a batch. It's not worth it, brother. Just come and buy it. It's done.
And are you a fan of it? Do you like to eat it yourself?
Love it. Once a year is enough for me.
That's it? That's all you do?
That's it, brother. Once a year, I'm good with it. It's really good, though. I love it.
I get a hankering for it a couple times a year, and, you know, if I'm not being lazy, I'll try to find it. But it's hard to find sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it is hard to find. You know, it's one of those seasonal. It's like turkey, you know? Turkey's a pain in the ass to find during the regular season, if you think about it.
Yeah, I think the only time I have turkey is if somebody else is making it.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
Well, and that's
anyway, it's Friday. I didn't mean to cut you off. It's Friday, brother. I got fish. It's a fish day. You know, it's Lent.
Yep.
I got lobster rolls. I got a lot of fried fish. I got fillets. I got haddock. I got shrimp. I got everything, brother.
I got an app chat message earlier in the week said the lobster rolls at the butcher shop are the best in the city.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice whoever said that.
So, yeah, there you go. It's going to make it nice and easy for you to be able to follow all the rules for Lent. You can get it all there at the butcher shop and then also take care of your corned beef and cabbage craving, too.
They're definitely the cheapest lobster rolls. They're $10.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing about what you guys do over there is you're trying to make things affordable for people. You know that people are up against it these days and food costs are going crazy, but you've been able to keep things under control over there at the butcher shop.
Yeah, bro. People don't want to pay $30 for a lobster roll. I'm sorry. That's what it is.
Well, and anything else you want to let folks know about they can grab this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I got everything else, man. I got tomahawks. Tomahawks are cheaper this week. They're on special. I got short ribs. I got picanha. I got rack of lamb. I got everything, brother. And then the holidays are coming. I'll have whatever you need. I'll have lamb, goat, all that stuff.
And don't forget, as they're getting ready to celebrate St. Patrick's Day on Monday, they can go downstairs and get all their beer and wine.
They can come up downstairs and get their wine, upstairs the beer.
There you go.
They can come and get whatever they want.
All right. Well, Eric, we will let you get back to it. I will ask you, though, what are you going to have this weekend to eat?
Corned beef and cabbage, dude.
There
like
you go.
4 days in a row of it.
Yeah, man after my own heart. I will eat it the entire week. I'll eat it till it's all gone.
That's why I only eat it once a year, brother.
And then
4 days in a row and I'm done for a long time.
And then your dad doesn't want to be anywhere near you when you're working the next day after eating that, right? He's going to stay the other end of the store.
Nobody wants to be next to each other at all.
All right. You have a good one, and we will check in with you next week.
All right, brother. I got chorizo and I got fresh meat pies, too. Just stick that in there.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, it's pie day. I was going to ask if you got the French meat pies today. That's right.
I got it, brother.
There you go. All right. Thank you, sir. You have a good one.
Later.
All right. That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Yes, pie day, 3.14, 314. Go over there and get a French meat pie. That's a great way to celebrate. Pie isn't just for dessert. And also, yeah, corned beef and cabbage. Somebody else doing all the work for you? Perfect, right? Perfect. I think I might have to go stop over there today, tomorrow, Sunday. I think I might just have to have it every day, too. So, and then I'm going to make it again myself on Monday. I will go a straight week of eating it every day. Just nobody will want to be in the studio after I'm done. All right, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments taking your phone calls. Hey, what is your favorite pie? That's our Fun Friday question. Along with, what was your favorite holiday to celebrate in school? I loved St. Patrick's Day. We got the green cupcakes that had, I still don't even know exactly how to describe the cupcakes that my friend's mom made, but they had like this creamy center that wasn't creamy like Hostess cupcakes. It was like almost like butterscotch pudding in the middle of these chocolate cupcakes with green frosting. Oh my God, I would go crazy for one of those right now. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments. I'm in love with Dash Laundromat because they make it so that I don't actually have to do the laundry. And that's the best part of my entire week is being able to pass off that laundry to somebody else so I don't have to do it. Whether you're too busy or whether you just don't like doing it, Dash is the way to go. You can choose from affordable pricing options with their very popular totes. Their small tote is up to 20 pounds, just $25. Or you can go to the large tote, which is up to 50 pounds for just $55. And if you need weekly service, they have subscription plans available. The small tote plan, $89 a month. So you can have somebody doing all your laundry for you every week, $89 a month. And all subscriptions include premium detergent, dryer sheets, and a softener. And if you got blankets, comforters, duvets, you can add them more for just $10 an item. Visit dashlaundromat.com to find out more or stop by at 1 State Road in Dartmouth and see Dash for yourself. You might decide, you know what, this place is pretty fun. I'm going to do my own laundry. And you can save money doing it there at Dash because you earn rewards back for all the laundry that you do. So when I do my laundry there, I wash it and then the drying of it is covered. I earn enough rewards back that it pays for the drying. So you're going to get it done at Dash. Stop by and see them at 1 State Road in Dartmouth or online at dashlaundromat.com. Caller, hang on. We'll get to you in 1 second. Just a couple of quick app chat messages. I was asking your favorite pie since it's, 314, 3.14 pie day. Participation trophy wife says, fell in love with buttermilk pie, but it is hard to find. Shoe fly is a favorite too, but that has to be homemade. And Sketty says, great show today. Loved yours and Mary's school stories. I'm excited for the comedy show tomorrow. I'm definitely going. I hope you and everybody have a Sketty Roo of a weekend because she's going to for sure. All right. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
How you doing?
I was glad you called the butcher shop because I was thinking about going over to see Eric today. Give me some lobster rolls. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I've heard good things. I haven't had one yet, but I've heard they're big and meaty and a great deal for $10.
Yeah, $10 a pop. You can't go wrong. Back in the day, I used to get them from over there, Knuckleheads.
Yeah,
and they used to be like $7.50, which would come with French fries and all that. But Eric gives you a nice one there. I enjoy it. And as far as the pies, oh, my dad used to love this pie with raisin in it. Do you know what that one is, Tim?
Pie with raisin in it. Is that the would that like be in the mincemeat?
Oh, I can't think of the name of the damn piece. Anyways, besides that, was my favorite was French pie and pumpkin pie. Oh, those are my two best right there.
Yeah, I love pumpkin too.
Tim, and I'm gonna go see Eric today, and I'm gonna tell him because of you, he sent me over there.
All right, well, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Take care, bud. Have a good day.
You as well. And who knows, maybe I'll see you over there because I'm thinking maybe one of those lobster rolls would be a good idea. So my buddy is here from Tennessee, and he loves lobster rolls. He can't get them all the time because he lives in Tennessee. You know, he's going to get frozen lobster meat if he gets them. He loves to get them up here. But for some reason, and he's more of a butter hot lobster roll guy than he is a cold with mayo. But for some reason, out of all the places he's tried it, his favorite lobster roll is over here at the 99. And I'm like, man, you got to try some of these other places around here. So I'm going to see if I can get him to come out and try a little something different this weekend. So again, Fun Friday. I threw out a couple of things today for Fun Friday. And I think I'm already seeing Chris McCarthy smiling over there. I know he's going to have a Fun Friday. But what I'm asking today is, of course, it is Pi Day, as Pi Guy brought up on App Chat, 3.14, 314. And if you're not familiar with what I'm referencing there, that's the mathematical pi, P-I, 3.14, blah, 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 blah. You know, it goes on and on. That's why we call it Pi Day. So it's P-I, Pi Day. But as part of that, people celebrate by eating pie. And we're asking what your favorite pie is. And I've been getting a variety of answers, surprisingly all clean. And but French meat pie seems to be the winner. I've gotten shepherd's pie, blueberry pie, pumpkin pie, chocolate cream pie, banana cream pie, lemon meringue, coconut custard. But it all sounds good to me. The only pie that I think I would pick last out of all those is lemon meringue. I'm just not a fan of a lot of the lemon desserts. But I do like lemon, but it's just, eh. But everything else, throw it on my plate for sure. And then the other question I was asking is, because it is St. Patrick's Day on Monday, I was thinking about my favorite school project every year was when we would make that leprechaun out of oak tag. You'd draw the leprechaun, you'd cut out the arms and the legs, and then you would fasten them onto the body with those brass brackets that was like a round top, and you stuck the two little points through, and then you spread the two points out, and it would make it so that the arms and legs would move. Every year, I loved making one of those. And the St. Patrick's Day party with the chocolate coins and the cupcakes and all that, that was always my favorite. And I'm a Halloween guy, but I just felt like Halloween was too restrictive in school. Couldn't wear the costume I wanted to wear. Let's take a call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Hello.
I love pecan pie.
Very good. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And do you like it warm or do you like it cold?
I like it warm with a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Perfect. That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your least favorite pie?
Pumpkin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you like sweet potato pie or is that the same to you?
Kind of the same.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I'll eat your pumpkin pie and I'll give you my pecan pie.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right. You have a good weekend. All right, I got to take my final break of the morning. We will be right back. Looking for a place to have some lunch today? Stop by Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton. And now Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. They've got the lunch value menu, $12.99 Monday through Friday. A half pizza and salad combo, the saucy bird chicken sandwich, their pasta of the day. It's going to be, you know, in the 50s today, but that doesn't mean you still can't get some of their famous brisket chili, their Portuguese kale soup, or their classic clam chowder. They even have a kids menu. Find out more by going online at BraxGrillAndTap.com or just stop by Brax Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton and Taps Tavern in Middleborough. Really quickly, app chat message. Good morning, Mr. W and fellow listeners. Firefighter Anthony enjoys French meat pie, especially the one made at the butcher shop on Dartmouth Street. And then for dessert, a delicious coconut cream pie. And a Friday fire safety tip is if you're smoking in your home, do not carelessly discard smoking materials in the garbage. Let them soak overnight and then discard them the next day. And he's wishing everyone a safe and happy weekend, as I am as well. So we are just about out of time here. I am going to be having some fun this weekend. I am going to be looking forward to Monday and St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to have a whole bunch of corned beef and cabbage. So, Chris, I feel bad for you coming into the studio after me for the next couple of days. But you're Irish. You're used to it, yes. Right? Although the Irish don't really eat corned beef. No, the reason why it became a thing was because of my people, because of the Jewish folks. Yeah, in New York City. That's what happened. They could.